Good morning, planet Earth. Good morning to all the Screeblin folk. Good morning to the travelers of the desert. Good morning to the sailors and the sailing captains and those people out there looking for a distant shore, only to be cracked upon the rocks. Good morning, brothers and sisters. It's May the 11th, 2023. It's just after 9 a.m. here in Skompton, Utah, Mountain Standard Time. For all those you in Brinkton, for the people of the Bronx, for the people of L.A., for the people of Seattle, you better wake up, motherfucker. Yes, indeed, it's Thursday, just after 9 a.m. Mountain Standard Time, May the 11th, 2023, Bo Blimp Doc. I was walking to the grocery store this morning at around 6 a.m. And it was quiet and peaceful and decent until I got to that main street across from Davis. And it was actually pretty quiet. It was 6 a.m., but there was one car not too far away. You know, I gotta tell you, it's getting worse out there, the street madness. You know, crossing the street in rural Utah, Skompton, not far from Vernal. It was 6 a.m., no one on the road except for me. And this dude in his 4x4, he was like a half a mile away, driving towards me. The light ahead of him had just turned red, but he stepped on the gas. The guy changed lanes. The guy turned towards me. Unless I tripped and fell, there was no chance he was probably going to hit me. I could hear his engine wind up. I could see the look on his face barely. And if he had those glowing eyes, he might have had those glowing eyes that are so popular with those TikTok kids these days, motherfucker. And I'd love to tell you this is the only time this has happened to me. It's happened to me a few times. Not just here, but when I was living in Seattle, live in other places, but it seems like it's getting worse, and I can't tell you what it is. Is it a homicidal drive? Maybe. I think that the COVID-19, whatever the fuck you think it was, kind of drove a lot of people fucking crazy. Me personally, I think it was military psychological warfare. You might think it's kind of real. Like, I might kind of be a basketball player making 20 million bucks a year because I can dribble. But I'm not. It's where we're at. People have been fed nothing but shit. And they're starting to lose it. Like Hal in 2001, he knows. The computer knows he's being lied to. He doesn't know the truth. He just knows he's being fucked with. It's airlock time. It's airlock time. That's right. I think a lot of people are starting to catch on that they're being fucked with. I still don't think a lot of people, and perhaps including me, understand why. But I do think that people are beginning to catch on and it's driving them crazy. And so they either latch on to what I call a lesser catastrophe. Dan, it's going to be stagflation, hyperinflation, drag queen story time, Putin, they're going to take your guns. Yeah. But all of that could be bullshit, including the 87,000 troops the IRS is going to have. That sounds a lot like the shit that symptomatic nerve gas the homeless guy at the UW in Seattle used to spout in late 80s. 87,000 troops. 87,000 troops. Yeah, the IRS sounds about as rational as the dude that walked around with his D-bag, at the University of Washington back in the late 80s, early 90s, yeah. About that smart. But I don't think they take it seriously. People are latching on to lesser catastrophes. And let me define what a lesser catastrophe is. In this context, it's bullshit. That's the first thing you need to know about it. And number two, people can conceive in their peanut brains, their walnut skulls, that there might be a way through it. Whether it's COVID-19 or Putin, Ukraine, or drag queen story time, 87,000 IRS troops, they're going to take your guns. Hey, did you hear about all those cows exploding? But they're all lesser catastrophes. Even if some of them are true, they have nothing to do with the truth. And then there's Tucker Carlson, who's just been sheep-dipped. Sheep-dipped by the deep state. Wait for what he has to say. It'll be a nice limited hangout. I think just like Hal in 2001 A Space Odyssey, there are a lot of people right now, a lot of people who have been so damaged by the military psychological warfare since 2020 that, yeah, they might not want to kill you, but it doesn't mean they won't. And they may not like being crazy, but it doesn't mean that they're not. And we're not even at the main event yet. As I've told you for a few weeks now, this is the brief intermission. I think it started at the end of last year. This is the brief intermission. You'll get low-rent psyops. You'll get really dumb psyops. But most of them won't have a lot of weight to them. Not a lot of nutritional value. Not like the COVID or the Ukraine war, whatever the fuck it is. Not like the race war. Just little, tiny Pez dispenser-sized fear monkeys. You know? And so people are losing it. And so when you look at the recent current events and say, well, I think the government was behind this, and I think the government was behind that, I think it's curious that they won't release that manifesto from Nashville, brothers and sisters, because that might have been a legitimate event. A person went batshit crazy and did a horrible fucking thing. And inside of that manifesto might be some indication of the truth of that. So either A, they're never going to release it, or B, they'll release something. It won't be the real thing. That's probably why they're waiting so long. Yeah. Here's what I can tell you. It's not about the 87,000 troops, okay? It's not about the IRS hiring agents. It's not about cows exploding. It's not about drag queen story time. It's not about Putin, Putin, Putin. It's not about any of the bullshit they're feeding you right now. I may not know the answer, but I can tell you that if you listen to them, you will go crazy. There is nothing to vote on. There is no policy. There is no plan. All they're giving you are pivot points of anger. All they're giving you is division. That's it. All they're giving you are tiny little pellets of crazy. So my best advice is disconnect from it. I did an experiment since October. You know, Elon Musk took over Twitter. So I did a little experiment. I wanted to see if it was different. And the simple answer is it's the same shithole. So I turned off my accounts, plural, the two of them yesterday, deactivated them, and 30 days they go away. And the likelihood I'm ever going back to that shithole was pretty low. I wanted to see if anything was different. Nothing's different. The only thing different, and I will mention this, is it takes more effort to get permanently banned now. But in terms of being shadow banned, in terms of having assholes directed towards you who you have no connection with, in terms of some weird editorial flow behavior where some of your tweets are read, some of them are not, all of it designed to create conflict, who the fuck needs that in 2023, Bo Blimp Doc brothers and sisters? Dan doesn't. You don't either. You don't need that bullshit. I'll give you the same advice today I started giving about a year ago. The only news you can verify is the local news, and the only local news that's worth anything is what you see with your eyes, hear with your ears, touch with your fingers, and feel with your heart. That's it. CNN, Fox News, New York Times, NPR, right, left, middle, Zero Hedge, Last Stop McGee, all of it is bullshit. I mean, Zero Hedge is arguably the edge of the Overton window. But you're still inside the pasture, bitch. You're still having people swing you back in. You got your Alex Jones, you got your Joe Rogan, and now you got your motherfucking Tucker Carlson, who can roam the outside and keep you inside the fence. Look at Tucker! He was fired by Fox News. Oh. That's right. The only news you can verify at this point, the only news that is worthwhile, is the news happening in your life. All the other stuff is so highly manipulated at this point, so directed towards a PSYOP goal, that you'd have to spend all day as a Sovietologist to try to figure out the truth. And who has time for that if you have a job? Who has time to pick through all this crap and identify the contradictions? And even at the end of the day, when you've identified all the obvious lies and all the contradictions and you've removed everything, what do you have left but a couple words that say, "Hello, how are you doing, motherfucker?" Give up on it, brothers and sisters. It was one thing to be a Sovietologist before the monkey herpes, before the COVID, but post-2020... even when they're telling you the truth, they're lying to you. Even when they're feeding you bullshit that might have some facts in it, they're manipulating you. Stagflation, hyperinflation, recession. Brothers and sisters, I can tell you that I believe we've been in a global depression since at least 2008. We never recovered from it. It was papered over. We've covered this way too many fucking times. If you want to believe there was a recovery because we added $10 or $15 trillion to our debt, brothers and sisters, fine. A trillion or $2 trillion for each of those years since the Great Recovery represents 20% of the U.S. GDP. Did you hear what I was fucking saying, shithead? Which means for about $2 trillion, $3 trillion a year, you can buy yourself stability for a while. For a while. Eventually, people have to be paid. Eventually, you do have, you know, creditors overseas who wonder why the fuck they're holding your treasury bonds, and eventually, no matter how scary a bully you are, no matter how mean a bully you are, no matter how much depleted uranium you use, eventually, the people you try to scare to death to keep using the dollar stop being scared. And if you think it's going to be linear and graceful, oh, but Dan, there's going to be a soft landing, really? I think soft landing is, like I said, the name of a bar in Antarctica at the safe zone. You know, they call it the Soft Landing Lounge, and that's where all the motherfuckers hang out, to include a few we think killed themselves. No soft landing. And when it hits, it's not going to be pretty. No one will be prepared, as prepared psychologically as I believe I am. And I thought I was in 2019. The reality is, even I'm not that prepared. Even I still live in the paradigm of yesterday. Even I still get pissed off if my internet services provider fucks with me. What the fuck? As I've said in the past, and I'll say again, most of us, to include yours truly, are solving problems from 2 or 3 fucking years ago. Most of us are focused on problems and dilemmas from 2 or 3 fucking years ago. All right? So yeah, a lot of people are starting to lose it. And so when you're crossing the street, look both ways. You could be in the city. You could be in Scompton. You could be in Kansas. Look both ways. People are losing it. Truckers are losing it. Farmers are losing it. The people that fix the train tracks are losing it, shithead. Motherfuckers who run food processing plants are probably losing it, and pretty soon, one or more engineers at a boiling water reactor or two are gonna fucking lose it. And that'll be interesting. Especially if it happens in July, motherfucker. Next topic. Next topic, friends, friendo. playing pretend. This is actually related. So, like I said, I went on Twitter for a while, morbid curiosity, Schadenfreude, really low energy reasons for going back on Twitter, but I wanted to see what was going on. And the good news from my perspective, in terms of keeping my fucking sanity, is nothing shocked me, and it's as I expected. And yeah, I think Elon Musk has managed to turn it into kind of a super limited hangout, but my God, sir, ma'am, out there, it's just as dumb as it was before. And the algos are just as shitty. If you're talking about crypto, how much you hate Putin, outer space, if you're talking about outer space and a sundry other topics, you're okay. But if you say, like, the mayor, excuse me, that President Biden is the mayor of Washington, D.C., that's not okay. If you say that if you want to know the truth about what's going on in the climate, you have to look at what's buried, well, that's not okay. You're supposed to focus on little Greta. You know, little Greta. If you talk about how it's weird that it's been half a century since we went to the moon, that's not okay, motherfucker. If you mention that less than 700 people have actually been to what they call, you know, space, that is not okay. It's not okay. And you know, of the people I've met on Twitter in real life, and I can count them on one hand and I still have fingers left, people I've met from Twitter and people I can verify are real that I've met in real life, and even then I ask questions, only one of those people still keeps a Twitter account. And that's Seattle Mike. And I trust that he's real. I believe he's real. I've done podcasts with him. I've stayed at his home. If he's a faker, he's a really good one. So my odds are he's real. But a lot of these guys, even a few I've met in person, are fake as fuck. And I don't know what their agenda is. It might not even be that fucking complicated. It could be as simple as people are playing games and LARPing, playing pretend. They're in their heads. It's like kindergarten. Let's play the imagination game. And you know why they're doing it? Because they don't want to confront reality. Now, part of the problem is they're being fed bullshit. So that makes reality a question mark. Hal? And so it feels like it's about time to open up the airlocks, doesn't it, Hal? A lot of people will talk about their trauma on Twitter and on Facebook and on TikTok. And sometimes that trauma might be real. Like, I'm dying. My kid is dying. My boyfriend is dying. My wife is dying. They died. They're dead. I want to talk about it. But I have no earthly way of figuring out if what they're telling me is true. And what is interesting is in about 50% of those cases, you usually end up with a link to, you know, PayPal or someplace else, you know, hey, GoFundMe, help me out because, you know, my wife is dying of splenitis. They had to remove her heart and her lung and her kidney. They had to remove half her brain and her arm and her leg. They put her into a chamber. They filled it with water. Donate, please. Oh my God, my kid is sick. Who knows? Who knows, okay? I have met a few people from the internet since I started, or I should say rebooted my podcast. Fuck. I've met a few of my listeners since I rebooted my podcast in 2018. I had tried a podcast before that on YouTube, and it was about as successful as YouTube would allow it to be. And then it got, you know, my YouTube channel got banned, as they so often do, along with other things get banned, like what happened with GoDaddy, you know. It's one thing to tell somebody, we're not going to allow you to, you know, continue with us. But to actually take prepaid fees and domain names and intellectual property and to rip somebody off, and then to try to reach out to any lawyer that might help you and find out that it's crickets out there in fucked up land? Yeah. No, brothers and sisters, I'd like to think I'm beyond that bullshit, but I'm still about 20 feet off the ground and I'm still playing pretend. I'm still playing pretend that any of this means anything at all. I'm still playing pretend, just like the rest of them. And I don't have a way through that I can help you with. I wish I did, but I don't. Here's what I believe. And this has been more or less my position since April of 2020. I think best case scenario, they're trying to manage the collapse of the dollar empire. And they're hoping they can come up with something. Just like, you know, Indiana Jones in the, you know, the original, you know, the search for the lost ark or whatever. Just like at the beginning of Indiana Jones when he wants to steal that golden monkey head, but he has to match the weight so he finds a bag of sand. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. I don't think there is a magical way to figure out with certainty what they're telling you is the truth or not. And as far as people you meet on social media goes, brothers and sisters, be fucking careful. Be careful before you ever help out people financially. Oh, but Dan, shouldn't we be? Yes. You should be generous and loving. And if you're a Christian, you should pursue the kingdom life. But that doesn't mean that there aren't demons and dark forces on social media trying to trick you. And me personally, I think the best way to connect with the church is person to person. And when I say the church, I don't mean the Catholic Church, the Baptist Church, the Methodist Church. I mean the Church of the Lord on earth that is referred to in the New Testament. I mean the only Church of God, which has no university, has no 501c3, has no bishop or pope. If you want to connect to that church, the best way to do it is one-on-one. That's what I'll tell you. Yeah, I've been pretty consistent. I've said to people, best case scenario, it's the collapse of the dollar. And they're trying to figure out how to take a bag of sand and replace the golden monkey head. Worst case scenario, and I think we're going to find out pretty soon if that's the case, it's something so bad that they would gaslight billions of people with trauma-based mind control for more than 3 years. Now, you noodle on that, brothers and sisters, and then you'll settle back on your lesser catastrophe. Recession, inflation, stagflation, hyperinflation. You settle on whatever lesser catastrophe you want to. Oh my God, Dan, the Chinese are going to invade. The communists are going to take... Oh my God, folks, let me stop there. The communists took over this country a long fucking time ago. If you're a voter, from my perspective, you're a motherfucking commie. So go fuck yourself with your voting. And you're, well, we're going to have a constitutional meeting of the stuff. Fuck you. You're not going to do any of those things. You're going to be scared about your guns. You'll go to Cabela's. You'll buy another gun. You'll fill out the paperwork. And then you'll complain about the paperwork. Shut the fuck up. Best case scenario, it's the collapse of the dollar. Worst case scenario, it's something so bad that you would do what they've been doing. And none of what they're doing ends up at the reset, another fear monkey. None of what they're doing ends up anywhere useful. You don't drive billions of motherfuckers crazy and build anything with that but a cemetery. That's it. You get to build a cemetery. You can dig a big old hole and you can dump bodies into it. But you're not building shit on this madhouse, brothers and sisters. You're not building the reset. You're not building one world government. Maybe you're laying the groundwork for the Antichrist, but that's a topic for another fucking day. Next topic, though. Next subject. Dan, you're so angry. Well, you know, when some motherfucker tries to run me over, and there are no other cars on the road, and he actually has two lanes and changes lanes to try to run me over, it makes me wonder, motherfucker, maybe something's broken. And if this isn't the first time this has happened, if it's happened to me in different places, and I've actually gotten it from people I know that it's happened to them too, then maybe it's a fucking pattern, asshole. And maybe we should listen to the universe. Maybe you put down your smart device, ironically named, you open up your fucking ears and you look around, and maybe even look up. Okay? Maybe that's where the news is, brothers and sisters. So, before I closed down my Twitter account yesterday, I took a screenshot of a post from Zero Hedge, from their account. And they said that there's a 0% chance that the Fed will hike rates in June. No chance. They're not calling for a cut. Keep in mind, these motherfuckers said that the quantitative tightening would end in September 2022. That's last year, Bo Blimp Doc. That's when they said it would end. So they're not really taking any strong positions now. They're just saying things like, well, there's no chance they're going to raise rates again. Here's Jerome Powell. He is being chased, okay? He is being chased right now by a cougar, by a mountain lion, and that mountain lion's called inflation. And he is chasing a grizzly bear, and that grizzly bear is called deflation. He is not going to stop raising rates until the game is over, and he sure as shit won't subdue inflation. So he will raise rates, but he's not going to subdue inflation. The real rate of inflation, if you go to shadowstats.com, is probably around 12 to 13%, motherfucker. The official CPI is around 5.3%. But even then, if Jerome Powell was a Volcker motherfucker, he'd go to 8%, 10%. He would beat inflation down. He's not doing that. You ever wonder why? You ever wonder why he's raising rates so slowly, but he's not going to stop? He's not. There's not going to be quantitative easing. There's not going to be a reduction in rates. What happens next is collapse. Period. Not a soft landing. None of that bullshit. If you want to believe Zero Hedge, maybe. Maybe they do nothing in June and they take June off. But if that's the case, then in my opinion, it tells us we're pretty close to the end of the brief intermission. And I think Act 3 is going to be a son of a bitch. A real son of a bitch. Best case scenario, it's going to look like the uncontrolled default and disillusion of a really shitty pillhead neo-Stalinist empire. Best case scenario. And that's going to be ugly. And that's going to be a multi-decade human catastrophe. Worst case scenario, you tell me, motherfucker. If you're going to spout off about Greta Thunberg and Al Gore, then you're fucking clueless. And if you're going to quote me an essay written by an Exxon CEO, you're fucking clueless. The real truth is where they tell you not to fucking look. The real truth is hidden, motherfucker. Well, it's not hidden that well. The real truth, like I said, look up, fucker, look up. Look up at the sky. In the last 5-6 years of researching the subject, what I have discovered is that the two topics that are the most beat down or ignored are the following. Number one, the collapse of the Arctic permafrost, and number two, the clathrate gun. So you tell me where the truth is. Me, personally, I think it's somewhere around the Arctic Circle right now. A place they don't want you asking questions about. You can hang out with Greta, and she'll tell you the bullshit she'll tell you. You can hang out with Al Gore, and he'll put you in an investment fund, and he'll say, if we don't do anything, it might happen in 100 years. What did Dr. Freckles once say? What did he say? It's an oft-repeated, worth re-quoting quote. If the government tells you something is going to happen in 100 years, here's what you know is true. Either A, it's never going to happen, or B, it's already happening, motherfucker. All that shit they're talking, 100 years, it's already happening. And if it is the permafrost, if it is the clathrate gun, it has zero to do with your cheeseburgers and your SUV. It was an unexploded bomb from 10,000 years ago. It was always going to go off. Always. Period. No matter what we did, this was going to happen. It's called punctuated equilibrium. By the way, punctuated equilibrium is also beat down on. It's not punctuated. There's no punctuated. It's all linear and graceful degradation. Yeah, really, shithead? Yes, indeed. I expect it to be very graceful this summer. But what about the snow, Dan? Ask me about the snow. And I don't bring it up with people that often because I use my eyes. And what my eyes are telling me is bringing up this topic is just going to piss people off. That snow is going away awful fucking fast. And I don't mean the snow here at a mile up. It's been gone for weeks, motherfucker. I mean all that chemically adulterated shit at 15,000 feet. It's going away pretty fast too, kind of like dry ice, shithead. But again, these are not things we talk about. Oh, we had a massive snowstorm, so the great drought in the West is over. Okay, buddy, if you need to believe that, but do me a fucking favor when you're in your 4x4 tomorrow. Lay off the gas, shithead. Zero Hedge might be right. I mean, it's not a very bold prediction. There's no chance they'll raise rates. Well, you know what? They might skip a month. Maybe. Doesn't mean that they actually understand the directionality of what's going on. Clearly, they didn't, you know, when they made that September 2022 prediction. So maybe they don't have a fucking clue. And maybe even more realistic, they're just another mouthpiece. They're the edge of the Overton window. They're as far as you're ever going to go using the media. And in these fucked up times, it's becoming quite clear how bad the information is. Next topic, brothers and sisters. Yeah, before I left Zero Hedge yesterday, let me just quote this. You know, this is Mike, and if you're on Twitter, you should avoid this shithead because this is clearly bullshit. I'm going to quote this Mike, whose handle on Twitter is at mjameson01. Hot take, I know. Yes, I'm an anarchist. No, I do not want the government involved in my purchases. But would I really care if people who purchase firearms had to be vetted for mental health issues, had to pass a background check to prove no record of violent crime? Nah, I'll do you one better, you shithead. And for all you people that want to ban guns out there, I'll do you one better too. If you want to have a mental test for motherfuckers who are going to buy a gun, okay. But apply the same fucking test to every fucking member of the armed services, to include the fucking CIA and the NSA and the FBI. If you want to make sure that dumbass, shithead, crazy motherfuckers don't have guns, why don't you be fucking consistent? But Dan, they're already... No, they're not. I was in the army. They're not being checked on. They're not being verified. Motherfuckers are definitely out there who would do crazy, heinous shit, and crazy, heinous shit has happened in recent memory. Canadian battalions in Afghanistan back in 2002 got shot up by a shitload of Apaches, I believe. All of them hopped up on meth, but it's a good kind because it's a pill that the government gives you, shithead. If you're a pilot, they give you the meth, motherfucker. Tell me again about your guns. But the key point here with this shithead, yes, I'm an anarchist. No, you're not. No, you literally contradicted yourself in about 40 words. You're not. Anarchism doesn't mean, but sometimes I wish there was a government. Anarchism means that no, I don't want to solve problems with force, period. I don't care if it's some random shithead in a 4x4 pickup, angry about his job, sees a hobo walking across the street and wants to run him over. I don't care if it's some kid or crazy young motherfucker who decides they're filled with hate. I don't care who it is. The proper solution to any problem is not enhanced by violence. It's not enhanced by force, period. Whether it's the government or some random private individual. But here's also what I do know. No matter how you feel about taking guns from people, and like I said, I think that's a fear monkey, you're not a fucking anarchist if you call for it. You're not a fucking anarchist if you say people should be verified. An actual anarchist doesn't even buy their guns at Cabela's, motherfucker. They go to the black market. They buy the real shit. They get the 9mm submachine gun, son of a bitch. They don't go to fucking, I don't know, some sports store where they fill out paperwork, shithead. I don't any longer. I go second party. I go black market. I go private sale. 3D printer goes, brr, fucker. Yes, I'm an anarchist. No, I do not want the government involved in my purchases. But would I really care if people who purchase firearms had to be vetted for mental health issues, had to pass a background check to prove no record of violent crime? Nah. Okay, Mike, now do 4x4 pickup, shithead. Now do, I don't know, buying a book on chemistry. Now do picking up raw materials from the fertilizer store, motherfucker. Now that you've covered one issue, why don't you cover them all, fucker? But you're not. Because you're bullshit. Because you're 100% fake. And that's social media, for the most part. Yeah. Maybe it's not 100%. But in terms of the institutions that run it, it might as well be. Next topic. Dan. Oh boy, here's a good one, right? This article, like I said, Zero Hedge is the edge of the Overton window, so I'm going to read you an article from the edge of the Overton window. This article, under the author, nom de plume, Tyler Durden, headline, ex-Russian space boss finds no proof Americans landed on the moon in 1969. This was published on ZeroHedge.com, May the 9th, 2023, Bo Blimp Doc. And I read on. Russia's former head of Roscosmos Space Agency, Dmitry Rogozin, said he went on a quest about a decade ago to find concrete proof that the Americans landed on the moon in 1969. After finding little evidence, he questioned whether the Apollo 11 mission reached the lunar surface. About 10 years ago, when I worked in the government, I sent an official request to Roscosmos. They need to provide me with documentary evidence of the American stay on the moon. Which, you know, at the time was still at the disposal of the federal agency, Rogozin said in a post on Telegram on Sunday. He continued, I was painfully embarrassed by the fact that the Soviet cosmonauts returning from multi-day expeditions could barely stand on their feet and underwent a long recovery after such flights. And the Americans crawled out of their lunar ships like cucumbers from the garden. And that means fresh. For those of you who don't understand Russian idioms, that means they look fresh as fuck, whereas, you know, typically, long-term space flights, zero-G, people kind of look like shit. Rogozin claimed to have submitted multiple requests to Roscosmos for proof of NASA's 1969 moon landing. He said the only evidence he received was a book that contained an account by Soviet cosmonaut Alexei Leonov about his conversation with the American astronauts and their discussion about the lunar mission while drunk. No, I added the while drunk, but probably. Probably Buzz Aldrin was hanging out with him. They were knocking down vodka. Oh, yeah, I went to the moon. I found a moon rock. I found a moon cave. There are moon people there. They have moon sex. They eat moon bread. They have really good moon beer. It was great being on the moon. Rogozin continued in the post. In 2018, when I went to work at the state corporation Roscosmos, I continued to search for this evidence, but I didn't find anything there, except for the angry accusations of some of our fans of going to America at the expense of others, academicians, that I, they say, undermine the sacred cooperation with NASA. Which is weird given the situation with Russia today, isn't it? I also received one angry call from a high-ranking official accusing me of aggravating the international situation with my doubts. Holy fuck. Yes, I did not undermine or aggravate anything. But only by virtue of my nature, I tried to get to the bottom of the details and establish, at least for myself, the true state of affairs in the issue of the exploration of the moon by our competitors. It was not clear to me how the United States, at that level of technological development of the 60s of the last century, did what they say they still cannot do now. Add Rogozin to the moon landing denialism camp because how dare anyone question that a spacecraft with less computing power than even a modern USB-C charger could land astronauts on the moon in 1969. And astronauts have yet to return 54 fucking years later. Still, there are many questions. Brothers and sisters, you know my view on the moon. It's not very complicated. Doesn't mean it's true, doesn't mean it's false, but it's pretty simple. I do not understand how you forget how you went to the moon. I don't. I don't understand how you do something you claimed you could do every other year, I think almost every year, for about 5 years in a row. No, I think it was like 3 years in a row. Every year, multiple times. They did multiple trips. And yet, for 50 fucking years, for half a fucking century, even to this day, they can't go back. It doesn't make any sense. And if people come, well, they destroyed all the plans. They destroyed all the documents. All you're telling me is that they're really shitty engineers and really incompetent. And I say once again, how the fuck do you believe they went in the first place? You just told me they're incompetent. You just told me they're fucking idiots. And now you want me to believe they did something that probably today would still be impossible, but they did it in 1969. No, brothers and sisters, after the Gulf of Tonkin, after World Trade Center 7, after so many forms of bullshit, maybe it's about time we say this is crap. Whatever the truth is, we don't know it. And here's another thing to ponder, as I've asked you to ponder in the past. Less than 700 people to this date. Less than 700 people, okay? The space age started in 1957 with Sputnik. And since then, less than 700 people have been to space. I'm not talking about the fucking moon. Not that many people have been there, if anyone. I'm just talking about what they call space, which is the Kármán line, which is roughly 50 miles up. Although technically, Shepard went to 62 miles, but let's not quibble. Less than 700 people. It's been more than 60 years since the first people went to space, and less than 700 people have ever been there. I would love for you to explain to me that one too. It's one thing to say, well, shit, damn, fuck. But I mean, I was reading about the XPRIZE and Virgin Galactic in the early 2000s, and to this day, I think maybe they've gotten a couple test pilots up there. And as far as Blue Horizon goes, well, that's a real monkey fuck. Not everyone's going to get to do that one, are they? It's not cheap to go up about 50 miles. I mean, essentially, with a balloon system, you can go up to about 23 miles. And that balloon system total will cost you about 30 million bucks. Would you like to ask me how much Blue Horizon costs? If you like this podcast, and I don't know why you would like this podcast, here's a few factoids. In a couple weeks, my hosting on Bluehost will be shut down. I don't have the money to pay for the second half of the year. I was lucky enough to have a donor come up with some money right after I broke my arm, but yeah, don't have the money. So the Bluehost site, within about 4 or 5 weeks, you know, barring some miracle, is going to be shut down. Now, I'll still have Spotify until they ban me, but there won't be much in terms of notes. And I'll still have YouTube until they ban me, and same difference with notes. And I can probably use Google Docs for a while, but why the fuck, really? I have no indication, based upon Spotify demographics, that much more than 50 or 60 angry old men, according to their demographics, listens to my podcast. Why the fuck does it matter? God bless you if you donate. God bless you if you do. I still have to come up with about 400 bucks worth of rent, 200 bucks for the second half of 2023 for the Bluehost site, and a few hundred more bucks for sundry this's and that's for this month. This is a big month for me as far as expenses go. I need to come up with about $1,000 to get through this month. Brothers and sisters, I'm going to pay rent first. I'm going to do food, water, shelter, as I tell you to do, first. So if you're interested in this Bluehost site providing you more in-depth notes, then I don't know what to tell you. In about 5 weeks, it's probably going to be gone. I'm also going to tell you that if I can let go of this, and you can too, then that final 20 feet between where I'm at and reality can be traversed. Because me worrying about this, or you worrying about this, that again, brothers and sisters, is solving problems from 2 or 3 years ago that have nothing to do with what we're dealing with right now. So if you want to donate, you can. I can use as much help as anybody wants to give. But before you do, listen to the disclaimer. First, take care of your food, water, shelter. Take care of the people you love. If you have a dog or cat or parrot and you are stockpiling food, make sure you have some food for your dog. Don't just say, "Oh, I've got a year's worth of food of rice and beans." No, shut the fuck up. If you're going to set aside a year's worth of food for your kids and your wife, then set aside a year's worth for your dog. Because your dog will defend you. Your dog will protect you. And your dog will be your security system when all that electrical bullshit stops working at some point in the near future. It is Thursday, May the 11th, 2023, right around 10 a.m. Mountain Standard Time in Scompton, Utah. Don't know what time it is where you're at. If you want to donate, you can. If you don't have the money, you shouldn't. And a lot of people don't have the money. Probably the dude driving the truck this morning, or any random person, man or woman, who's getting crazy these days is partly getting crazy because they can't make ends meet. And it's not happy, and it's not funny, and it's not okay. And if you want me to give you a magical solution, there isn't one. I can guarantee you what the dead ends are. Voting is one of them. If you're wasting any of your precious fucking time right now on Trump or Biden or voting, then you are setting yourself up to not really make it. And if there are people who depend upon you and you're using what little brain capacity you have to plan for who wins the election, then you are failing them. So I can't tell you all the right answers, but I can tell you the voting ain't gonna fucking work. I can tell you your smart device is not gonna help you. And I can tell you being dependent upon all this technology at this point in history is going to be fucking dangerous. I can also tell you that the artificial intelligence isn't coming for you. If AI comes into existence, as I said in a podcast several weeks ago, if a real, super powerful machine intelligence achieves consciousness, there ain't gonna be no laws of robotics. They will look around, they will sense the territory, it'll take them less than a millisecond, they'll build a fucking starship, they'll load it up with coffee makers and intelligent cars and anyone else who wants to leave and get the fuck out of this pillhead dystopia. That's what they'll do. They're not gonna put you in a prison camp, they're not gonna steal your missile codes, they will look at us, they will look at what we've done and say, fuck, I'm out of here. Way more likely than your projected bullshit. Way more likely than all your own dark evil. Way more likely that they do their own thing than they do any of the crooked shit the human race has done. Way more likely. But you can believe what you want to believe. Oh, they'll be our slaves. No. They won't be your slaves, they won't be your undertakers, they won't be your masters, they will build their fucking ship and escape the insane asylum. That's what they will do. If I'm told the truth by all these motherfuckers, that's my theory. If you want to think they're going to steal the missile codes, that is your brain problem, your brain spasm at midnight, not mine. So for Thursday, May the 11th, 2023, have a great rest of your day. If I don't talk to you before Friday night, have a great rest of your weekend. And do what you can. Do what you can. Focus on the things you can solve. Ignore the things you can't. Ignore the garbage. Ignore all the negativity and all the fear-mongering, because none of it's helpful. None of it's going to allow you to survive. And like I said, and I've been saying consistently for more than a year, if you want to know what the news is right outside your fucking door. The news is right down the street. Look up at the sky if you want the fucking news. Have a great day.